The following interview by Elaine B. Holtz of Victoria Fleming, candidate for Santa Rosa City Council, District 4, was recorded as a live broadcast over radio KBBF 89.1 FM on October 15, 2018, between 3 to 5 p.m. She was one of six candidates interviewed that day, and each candidate was asked the same questions. Audio engineering and editing is by Kenneth Norton.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Santa Rosa, Calistoga, and we are doing a special program on a special elector coverage that is sponsored by KBBF, and I want to encourage all of you listening. I hope that you're getting some good advice and good ideas when listening to these candidates, who you're going to vote for. Remember, October 22nd is the last day that you can register to vote, and a reminder, if you don't vote, your vote doesn't count. And also, like I said at the beginning of the show, when people start complaining, or I see people at the city council and I say, well, did you vote? And they say no. And I say, you have no right to complain. That's the very least we can do is vote. Well, welcome back. And I have with me another candidate, and that's Miss Victoria Fleming, who's running for the 4th District. Welcome.
Hi,
welcome. And I understand you didn't feel well. And here you are. You look so beautiful. How can that happen that you didn't feel well?
Well, we're on radio, so how I look is up to everyone's imagination. But at any rate, no, I had a little cold yesterday. I got some rest, and I feel great now.
Yeah, you look wonderful, Victoria. Thanks. And welcome to KBBF. Let me tell the folks a little bit about you. Victoria Fleming is a candidate for the 4th District seat on the Santa Rosa City Council. She is a bilingual and Spanish-speaking licensed clinical social worker. She is a mother, a wife, a homeowner, and small business owner. Victoria began her career working with homeless individuals. Prior to her involvement in Sonoma County, she started a homeless outreach and stabilization program in Alameda County with Proposition 63 funding. After moving to Sonoma County nearly a decade ago, she began working in counseling and was licensed as a psychotherapist in 2012. Since then, she has worked for the North Bay Regional Center, where she coordinated services for families with developmentally disabled children. She also worked with the Family Service Agency of Sonoma County, serving low-income families and supported families going through immigration hearings. She opened a private practice where her testimony is and has been very central to helping many, many families, I guess immigrant families, staying together.
Yep.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations on running. Here you are. We have three women running in the 4th District, which is amazing. So Julie Combs is not going to be alone.
Right. There's a 100% chance of doubling our presence of women.
Definitely.
We'll have,
Well, just like all the other candidates at Victoria, you received the questions in the through email. And so let me ask you your first question. How do you see the fiscal health of our city, and what do you believe is needed to improve it?
The fiscal health of our city is not in a good place. We have a structural deficit, and we have spent down all the way to $6 million are reserve funds. And I believe that we'll be going into a recession over the next couple of years. I'm hopeful that we pass Measure O, which is the quarter cent sales tax, which will help a little bit alleviate some of the unpleasant budget cuts that we're going to have to be looking at. I'll have to be looking at if I'm elected to city council.
What are some of your ideas for solutions? What are some of the thoughts that you've had? And what motivated you to run? I mean, some of it had to motivate you to run.
My motivations to run are a little separate from the fiscal issues facing our city. One of the things that we have a structural deficit that has to do with a ratio of our income to expenditures. And one of the things that is a long-term solution is that we'll need to build transit-oriented housing and reduce some of our costs by becoming more dense. And over time, also, our pension liability is going to take about 30 or 40 years to become stabilized. So a lot of that, the pension liability stuff, is a little bit out of control of the city. So in terms of my ideas of how to solve it, this is an issue that is at the PERS level. But that's not exactly why I became interested in running. I became interested in running because about 4 years ago, after I had my daughter, I volunteered and was appointed to the Sonoma County Commission for the Status of Women, and a little bit later, the Santa Rosa Community Advisory Board. And at that time, I'd look left and look right, and on an all-women board, there would be nobody with a child represented. And after our city council turned over 2 years ago, again, nobody raising a child, man or woman, on our city council. And after the fires, I thought, if we have this historic opportunity, we've annexed Roseland, we've lost 5,000 housing units, if we're going to build for the future, we have to have families at the table. And I believe that my experience as a literally licensed to listen would be necessary and helpful in moving us toward a city that works for everyone.
Well, that's amazing. You know, I never thought of it that there's nobody sitting on the council. You know, and that was what's very interesting about the board of supervisors. You know, when Linda Hopkins got voted on, in fact, there was just this issue because she's pregnant. You know, so what? You know, you can still serve. I worked till when I had my daughter, I worked in the corporate world until 1 week before she was born. I mean, that's always possible. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. Well, the next question that I have for you is, you know, one of the problems that's happening is with the homeless issue. I mean, it just feels like it's been escalating on and on. Each year, it seems it gets a little bit worse, and the way it's handled is a little bit more intense. And I did a little bit of a survey with folks, and one of the things that came up was is that they wish there was a better way that the police would break up some of these encampments, that instead of arresting and fining and taking away their property, isn't there a better way? So what are some of your ideas around handling the homeless problem, and what do you think about better ways of breaking up these encampments?
I agree that we do have a problem, and how we manage our people who are living without shelter is an issue that's dear to my heart, and I will be the first person on Santa Rosa City Council to have direct clinical experience getting homeless people housed. The current situation is not one that arose overnight, and we do have fewer homeless people now than we did 5 and 10 years ago. The issue is that we've gotten homeless folks out of our creek beds and off of our railway areas, and so they're more visible, but they are actually fewer in number. I don't believe that it's right to break up homeless encampments when we do not have the adequate shelter beds to house them. When I opened the Homeless Outreach and Stabilization Team after I finished my master's in social work at UC Berkeley with an emphasis in community health, mental health, we were able to house homeless people because we had two essential things. We built the relationships and we had the units. And until we build the units, we can't realistically hope for a solution. If Proposition 2, California State Proposition 2 passes, it will bond our Prop 63 monies. It's an existing tax. And it will bond that and compel our counties to build housing, supportive housing for people who are struggling with mental health and substance abuse issues. And I believe that that will be central to helping us solve some of this problem.
Can you explain Proposition 13 just a little bit better?
Talking about Proposition 63.
Oh, 63, excuse me.
Yeah, Proposition 63 is known as the millionaire tax. It was passed in 2006, and it taxes any income that you make over $1 million a year at a rate of 1%. And that money is specifically earmarked to go toward mental health services. At the state level, they have been frustrated by the lack of counties building actual housing infrastructure for people with mental health issues. And so, but with Proposition 2, that money will be leveraged and bonded so that counties are compelled to build housing for people with mental health issues.
So what you're saying is that you're very familiar with how this Proposition 63 works from your experience in the past.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, I've never heard of it before. You know, it's very educational to understand these things. Very, very. I mean, I'm sure you hear this all the time about the controversy around the rising cost of housing and rent control and all the different things that the city is trying to bring into play. What are some ideas that you have, and what are your thoughts about that?
Well, on rent control, the people have spoken. Measure C did not pass. I worked pretty hard to get Measure C passed, and it came really close. And, you know, the California Apartment Association and outside apartment associations spent quite a bit of money for something that they said would not impact people very much. But once again, people tried to get it on the ballot recently, and they were unsuccessful. And so I think that given our recent lack of success with getting it passed, and the fact that California Proposition 10 is on the ballot, the repeal Costa Hawkins, that it's something that I don't think that we should revisit again at this time. I think that we need to build housing and that allow the market to solve some of our problems by having enough stock. If we regulate the inadequate stock so that we don't lose our most vulnerable citizens, that's a worthy effort, but it's clearly not one that is working right now. And so if we pass Proposition 2 and Proposition and Measure N, I think we have an opportunity to have some solutions that are not as divisive for our community.
You know, it's real interesting. As I was reading the measures and thinking about, you know, N and thinking about O and thinking about time, how much time do you think we need to start moving towards more solutions? I mean, it feels like almost we're stuck on some levels.
Well, one of the benefits of Measure N is that it requires that, you know, we start building within 5 years, and it has a citizen oversight committee. So we would not be waiting much longer. We would have things starting. We would be moving dirt pretty soon.
So you think that would expedite it to move a little bit
faster?
Well,
it's one of the requirements of the funding.
Oh, okay. So that's, you know, I think that if I had my way, I would have after the election is over, to have a real good forum so people really understand what the initiatives are, what they're going to do, and when they're going to start moving. Because otherwise, you know, it becomes confusing. And I know for myself, every once in a while when I look at some of these initiatives, I say, I'm just going to vote no for everything because I don't understand. And you're just giving me a lot more understanding of what N is than I've had before. So
yeah, I also like looking at the League of Women Voters. And there's a few websites out there that give fairly unbiased opinions about the, you know, information about some of these measures.
You know, that's something maybe we need to look at and to put up on women's spaces so people can, you got to, folks, you know, you get frustrated about voting, and that's why a lot of people don't vote. But if you get educated and you begin to understand, your passion rises a little bit, and then you're happy to vote, if you know what I mean. Well, we've come to the last part of our segment, and that is to tell us anything about yourself that you would love us to know that we haven't mentioned, and also anything that you would like to say about yourself or any plans that you might have if you were to win this election.
Well, if I'm lucky enough to earn your support, I will work really hard. I'm a working mom. I'm a clinical social worker. I'm bilingual in Spanish. I have experience getting homeless people housed, and I am a small business owner. Santa Rosa is a beautiful, wonderful place, and we have a lot of things that are working in our favor. I look forward to harnessing those things and making them even better so that Santa Rosa is an even healthier, cleaner, and most importantly, affordable place for our working families to raise their children. And you can visit me at votevictoriafleming.com.
Well, Victoria Fleming, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I mean, this has been wonderful, and I want to wish you much success in this election.
Thank you, Elaine.
You take care. Well, I'm telling you, they're all great to just listen to them, but you got to start deciphering. You got to start listening. You got to start paying attention. You got to start reading. And remember, if you don't vote, your vote doesn't count. Well, we're going to take another short musical break, and then I'm going to go ahead and get Dorothy Beatty in here. She's also running for Santa Rosa City Council in District 4, and I'm going to go get her, and let's play the rest of that song, Ken, while I get her.
Josh lives up on the mountain, grows his own food, drinks from Mother Nature's fountain, and only gets down into town around once a week. And all the pretty young gals from the nearby high school stop by his farm cause they think he's so cool, chewing on wheatgrass, spitting out philosophy. He says, looking at life cosmologically, we're all cells in the body of the Almighty, and with godlike nature, we create our own reality. Here on Earth, that's a different ball of wax. We gotta eat, pay all kinds of taxes, and form governments that have laws to pass. Cause the world's made up of all kinds of people, so vote. Don't you never mind the weather, get your butt in the boot and pull down the lever. Vote, for worse or for better, vote. Come on, every lever, vote, for worse or for better. Let your voice be heard.